Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Tonight we're going to talk about, can we talk? The subject is open to the entire public. One thing I was reading in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, I want to bring this to before we go. Father, tonight we just said thank you for all that you have done for us this day. Now you have made us to know that it's you, Father, because we call upon you, and in calling upon you, we realize that all things work together. Tonight's the night, Father, where we just pray for those who are lost, those who are not at a place they should be, Father. For there are those right now, Father, on the East Coast where the big storm is coming, Father. But we spoke to them. We declare and decree, Father, not harm can be done to those who can believe, Father. I ask you tonight to watch over them who believe, Father, and those that don't believe, but they may come to that sense and understand, Father, you're still God all by yourself. No matter what the devil tried to do to us, you give us power and authority over him. And tonight I said, thank you. Amen, amen. Well, you know, tonight is the night that we just declare that we want to talk to the people out there and see what's going on. I want to pray that y'all got the emails I put out there. One thing I want to tell you, Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the principal, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in our places. So can we talk? There are many things that have gone on in our lives. Many things have been done in our lives, and many people have many questions, and some didn't have questions, and some thought about questions. But you know, the important thing to do is, when you know, many years ago, some so-called leading spiritual warfare specialist said, can we talk? Well, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about what God has done. Let's talk about some commonality things in the world. Can we vote? Is it right to vote? Shall I vote? Why don't I vote? These are things that God placed before us. It's up to us to make a determination of what we're going to do. I submit to you and say these words. Utterly, God has given us the right to have prominence. It's up to the believer to have that attitude. When you read in God's word consistently what God says to us, come unto me, all of you that labor, and take upon myself my yoke, for my yoke and my burdens are easy. In other words, can we talk? God is saying to the believer, while we live in this world, yes, you can come unto him. Many times we see things going on. I know sometimes until I come to understand the significance of what God wants to do, it's good and it's bad. But many times God don't do nothing bad. God does everything good. But he sees the badness coming. He tries to, he warns us. Wrestle not. See, the word is said, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When we take a shot of what's going on in our world, from the White House to the Dog House, there's many problems going on. For example, there's a fight within every one of us. We have to fight the good fight of faith to maintain our sanity. And in maintaining our sanity, we stand firm with God. God will stand firm with us. God will not leave us. He will always. I get excited when I read different books that I'll be reading. But what God brings us to a point to understand who he is, it's up to us. See, now a lot of people are ignorant of God's word and always lead the body of Christ in a vulnerable position. Why? That's what I keep praying about. Lord, give us a mind has the ability to dream of some other wild, unfathomable, unbiblical ideas that the devil is aware of this warfare we're having against him. We don't have a solid biblical understanding of the devil. We're in trouble. Our Christ-imparted authority over him as divinely empowered weapon. It's called the Word of God. And if we take the Word of God and move it forward in our lives, when Jesus, when God said, I send my word and I heal them. What God is doing, he's empowering us with weaponry, his word. When we take, for example, grace is a weaponry. He gives us an attitude. See, God has given us the authority to use precisely the right reasons, stating an emphasis about the devil. Can we talk? Someone said the other day, why do I vote? They're going to put it, want to put in office our way. That's the devil's imagination. That's not God. God wants us to pursue goodness and kindness and long suffering. It don't mean we got to go out there and start pushing the ballot over. We go out and vote. And they could never say that they didn't go vote. Who did you vote for? That's not your business. Did you vote? Yes, I did. Will you do it again? Yes, I will. What we have to take under consideration, that is, we have to go extemporaneously and understand the good news that God has given to us. When we approach every topic, we must guard against superstition and guard against homemade remedies about what can happen about us. See, someone told me, say, take salt and throw it over your back. Glory. Take the salt and do this. Take the, then do this. Take some and do that. Well, that's nothing but voodoo. If you are a son of God, a woman of God, you don't have to be practicing. Can we talk? Now, can we talk? I'm trying to reach somebody, Tonight's the night, I just believe. Now, some people come in and someone, some might have you on your computer, listen. Some might be on your radio station, on your cell phone, listen. But I want you to know something. Ignorance of God's word always leaves the body of Christ vulnerable. When a lot of people who say they love the Lord, they begin to put an unprofound image out there, and the devil says they can't handle it. The believers can't handle it, but the non-believers, I got them right where I want them. So our warfare is in high places against spiritual weaknesses, against the power of darkness. Satan, Lucifer, the demons, and all that they conjure up, God has given us the power to take authority over that. What we do is we put the word of God out there before it. And the more we put the word of God out there before it, ignorance is rampant. My God. It's rampant concern. Well, God ain't going to heal me. The devil's a lie from the devil. God said, I sent my word and healed him. And Peter, he says, by the stripes that Yeshua bare on your back, you are healed. See, it's believing the truth and not a lie. See, a liar will tell you all the time, don't believe what you heard, what everything you see or hear. Well, if I see somebody being healed with before my eyes, I can see the truth. I can stand with the truth. I can believe the truth. I can say, God, you're still good. See, there are many leaders out there. The believer and Christian leaders, they've got to believe that the demon spirit already been cast down. When you go back and read the book, in the Bible, read in what God says, what he's done. And here's what bless me. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So that's common sense right there. Flesh and blood, I just could knock a person out. I could play baseball, basketball, everything, flesh and blood. But against, see, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Principalities. Why the devil takes his principles and he puts them up there in the dark part of where he is. He desires to make us, can we talk? There are a lot of people ask a question, can we talk? See, one thing I would say, if I told somebody the word GD, could they say, let's pronounce it? Because in the Old Testament, they were prohibited from using, they would not say, but they said, bless his name. They would say, Jiri, God. But now we say God because his love that he has for his son, for us, he made it so open to us that we can come down and understand what's going on. Now, every believer must come to a conclusion. You're either going to do it God's way or you're going to do it the devil's way. So the choice is yours. So I've come to the understanding, if you do it God's way, you're going to have a real fight with the demon. But God said, I'm right there with you to help you in that battle. Why? Because I know what I've instilled in you. He said to Jeremiah, when Jeremiah said, but Lord, I'm just a child. God said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. See, God knew us before we were formed, predestined, nothing but a blood issue. Kabloom, kabloom, kabloom. God knew what he was doing. For every generation, before the foundation of the world was, God established it. He brought it around. So in other words, I don't want to intend to try to convey something. I know what the word says. Do I believe the word? I must sow. I shall sow. When I come to a conclusion about something, I pray about it. I've been reading in a book one day, the greatest book, the Bible. And when I read the B-I-B-L-E, I found something that excited me, what God was saying. Can we talk? Now, and the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 and 28, but this we know, that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. See, God has called us all to a purpose. Now, what we have to do is, we as believers must know that all things work together. And that working together, God says, he's putting us to go. He's telling us working God's providence is working on the behalf of him of love, God, and who all walk obediently according to his purpose. See, you got to walk according to what God has promised you. When you walk according to the purpose, your purpose might be to go out and to become the greatest evangelist. It's nothing but a gift. It might be the great pastor, apostle, about teacher, evangelist. But God, it's according to his purpose. Why? That he might bring a unity in the one purpose. And so when I see what God is saying, he said these words. He said, all things, not something. He says, who are Israelites to whom pertained the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Where are the fathers and to whom are certain the flesh Christ came not is over all? God bless forever. Amen. So what I'm saying to you, my kinsmen, Christ said in the ninth chapter of Romans, he said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness of the Holy Ghost, that I have greater heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For this I wish my ministry, myself, I was accursed of Christ as for my brother. My kinsman, he's talking about the Jewish. And he knew what he was saying. Many times as a Gentile, I come to the point of saying, I know I can do what I want to do. But when you come on God's side, you can't do that. You got to do what God has said. It's according to his purpose. And when I look at what God is saying to me and through me, what God is doing, he said, I'm predestinating you for the purpose I have in your life. Can we talk? Why? Because he said, there's much work to be done. Let me show you something that I was reading over, brother. Let me show you something. What I read in also in Romans, the 10th chapter. Brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about establishing their own righteousness, have not submitted unto themselves unto the righteousness of God. Oh, that's a powerful statement. Can we talk? When I look at what God is saying, number one, he's calling his brethren, Israel, my heart, desire, and prayer to God for Israel. I am a Jew, born of the tribe Benjamin, born a Pharisee, born on that day, born. But I have prayer because what God has shown me, for I bear you record, you are not in concert with God. You're not in concert with God. You have a zeal. You're zealous. You want to do it this way, but that's not how God sent his son to do. Hallelujah. He sent his son to save the world, and that through his world, the world might be saved. Men and women who come to him. He went and paid, Jesus paid the ultimate price for all of us. Why did he pay that price? Because he wanted to make it right. And what the Bible says to us in Romans 10 and 4. For Christ is the end of the law for the righteousness to everyone that believes. Christ is the end of the law. Not Moses, not Abraham, and I will show it to you. But God so loved the Lord. But God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. His only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. Now I also read what God said in the book of Romans. He said, verse 5, for Moses described the righteousness that of the law. Now when you look at the law, it keeps quoting you, perfect obedience, which required by the law. Perfect obedience. Oh, it's still in the New Testament, but it's under the law. He quotes it to bring to the understanding. Since no man could accomplish it, this men were condemned by the law. Oh, my God. You mean I could, on the law, I could be obedient, but I couldn't fulfill it? Why? Because, Jesus. No man could accomplish this. All men were by the law and cursed by it. So in Deuteronomy, I read in Galatians 3:10-13, Romans 9:20, they show us something that the impossibility of being saved by the law, and in the fact that all can be saved by the gospel. Oh, I see in 6:13, and we can be saved. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can we talk? See, God is doing something for us and through us and by us and around us. When I go back and look what God has given me in the context, he says, Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. Of the law. That was the Mosaic law. That the man who doeth these things must live by them. Every Jew who followed the law had to live by them. Because that wrong for those? No, it's not. Look and open your mind and see what God is saying. That the man who could do it through things shall live by them. If you're going to practice them, you got to live by them. But here's what God said. But, inclusive. But the righteousness which is of faith. Oh, we interject the word faith. Faith is what God has. God gives us a faith. Speak it on these words. God spoke the word through faith. Can we do that? No. Do we know our faith? It came from God. God said, I spoke myself into existence. Now that's a big, powerful statement. If God spoke himself into existence, who are we? I'm a zero until he give me a one. I'm a ten. Amen. On this word, say not in your heart. Now don't get all confused. Descended in heaven, that has been Christ down from above, or shall descend to the depths, that has been Christ up again from the dead. Because he's already died. We ain't got to go in no back over and fuss and fight about it, because it's a done deal. See, when God does something through his son, it's a done deal. But what saith it? The Lord is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. See, the word of faith, which we all must preach. We can't see it. We can hear it. We can taste it. But we've got to tell everybody. We've got to tell everybody. But what God is saying, oh, it's so good. He says here, when we receive God's righteousness, We look at John 3:14. He says in Romans 10 and 9 that, listen, if when you confess, when you confess with your mouth, the Lord is the Lord Jesus, and may believe in your heart that God has raised him, do you believe it? I do. From the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I was just reading it for some few months ago, what he was saying. What God is saying, if we could just confess, it means to come to the real truth. I confess Jesus Christ, the Son of God. My mouth, in my heart, I believe that he came, died an ignominious death, strung out on the cross, taken into a borrowed tomb, laid there for 3 days, went to hell, fought with the devil, conquered him with everything. On the third day, he rose with all heaven and earth, took his blood back to the mercy seat, and showed it and put it there as a testimony, and came back and made an open example of the devil, and said, all power. He said, in my right hand is the keys to death and hell. My God, my God. When I say something, when God is saying, the more you take God into his word, see, when you have the God kind of faith, you have what God says, speak and things move. When God says, speak and things stop. If we take the same attitude, can we talk? God is saying something to us. In America today, we find ourselves falling behind the darkness of stupidity of the enemy. And the enemy is saying, it's all right for a man to marry a man. He's saying, it's all right for a woman to marry a woman. The question that comes to my mind, how can a man with a man produce a seed? How can a woman with a woman produce a seed? That's not God's original law. God's original law was for man and woman to cohabit, and therefore bring the seed, that she will hover the seed, and she will shield the seed through birthing. And in birthing the seed, it will come out to be the man that God, a woman that God wanted. But because we live in this world, and we find this world, and then you go back to the first chapter of the book of Romans, my God Almighty, yes, Lord, and I see what God is saying to me. Well, I've been involved some things, yes, I will. Back in that day, he says, by which he had promised before by the prophets and the holy scriptures concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was made the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power according to spirit wholeness and by resurrection from the dead. Here is proof again. I took it all the way back to the first chapter. What he did, he raised him from the dead. He said, by whom we have received grace and apostleships for obedience in the faith among all nations for his name. Oh, my God. He said in verses, first Romans 8:1-8, chapter 1, verse 8, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of through the whole world. See, the whole world is saying what we're saying. And right now, by me being on the radio, I'm speaking to the whole world. My God, here's what God is saying to us. He says, the gospel is delivered power of deliverance to all believers. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, unto the salvation of power to everyone that believes, the Jew first, and all the Greeks. For therein is righteousness, for God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith, not the law. I don't live by the law. I live by faith. Ah, Jesus. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What class of people is that? It's a class of people that refuse to do what God is saying. They refuse to do what God is saying. They refuse to listen to what God is saying. So I want to say this to you. One thing. What God is saying. What God is saying. Now, a lot of people say, they're on the radio station. I know I'm touching somebody's heart right now. I know that somebody listened to me right now. I know that somebody's wondering, what is he talking about? I'm trying to tell you, I've been telling you what Jesus has done for us. He was the Son of God. He came down from heaven by through a woman who was knew no man, but she was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because what God did, and the angels came prior to and said, you shall have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, Messiah. You shall call him Jesus. You shall call him. So when she got the word, she believed, the woman believed on God through the angel. The messenger of God came down and gave her the message. And for 9 long months, she carried that child. All of a sudden, 2 years rolled by, and the emperor rose up and heard there was a king being born who says he's going to take the kingdom. See, the enemy took it wrong, which he was right in his own way, because the kingdom of God was going to fall anyway. But God's son, so God said, hey, I want you to take him to Egypt. Joseph, you and Mary, go down to Egypt. God prayed way for them to get down there. See how good God was. God knew his plan. It was to prosper. It was a promise he made. He had a way to fulfill it. And the devil was looking for years and years and years and years. Where is that Savior coming? All unknown to him through his blind eyes, ignorant eyes, because he was so pumped up and believing. God sent his son on the quiet side. Hallelujah. He sent him down on the quiet side with no big rumble and summer. And son, he born there. He stayed there. They brought him out. And for 12 years, the mother raised that child. And after that, he was turned over. But on the 12th year, he had his Jewish bar mitzvah. And by him having it, God did something. He's with the elders at the temple. And he was asking them a question that they couldn't even answer. But he was asking them. And so after that, he disappeared for another 18 years. And 30 years, on the 30th year, he rose again. He began to put the word down. My God Almighty. This is good, Lord. Son, to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. Here comes Jesus. First, here's what God is saying, I'm telling you. It's God saying, I don't want you to be ignorant, Willie Hunter. I want you to know who you are in the body of Christ. I want you to know that you know Jesus Christ for yourself. I want you to know, let no man hoodwink you with the truth. Let no one lie to you about the truth. Study the word for yourself. And that's what Paul said. If you desire, when you desire, John 6:39. Let me turn it right quick. I want to just prove something to somebody. Somebody listen. When you read the book, glory to God, it's in the 6th chapter of the book of John. And no man come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him on the third day. Now here's another prophet that Jesus was talking. But when I read in 6:39 where God said these words, let me find it. Let me find it. I gotta show it to you. Lord help me. I gotta show it to you. Let me go to the book of John 6 and this 6 and 6. Many of the disciples of the disciple, when they had heard this, said, this is only saying, who can hear? When Jesus knew it himself, the disciples murmured among them, saying, do it this offend you? What after you shall see the Son of Man ascending above before you? It is in the scripture, I quicken, the flesh profit nothing. Here it is again, the flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That's what he's saying. But I want to find that scripture where Jesus said, if you think you have eternal life, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures, for in them, he said, I am found. I am found. When you find God's word, you find God's word, you can come down. Oh, my God. Oh, this is awesome. When God puts you on the path, he puts you there. He said, I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father will that I have sent me, that I all have given me. I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up against that last day. That last day. What are you talking about? The birth, the death, the resurrection, that last day. That last day. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. So why we can't talk together? Many people have looked at what God is saying. And when God began to speak to us, God began to show us some things more now than ever. I know what he does to me. He's speaking to me. And the more I begin to understand, he says, I can of my own self do nothing except I heal. I judge and my righteousness is just because I see not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. My God, I'm an absolute judge. So what are we going to do? Are we made to sin no more, lest waste become thee? I'll just say to us, here it is, 5:39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, that you may also may testify of them. And you have not chosen me that you might have life. I have not honored, I have received no honor from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. What is he saying? He's putting to the point to those people that say, I know you don't want to know me. But he said, if you think you got eternal life, Willie Honor, I think I do. I know I do. I'm going to consistently seek out God's word, the hidden word, the written word, and the profound word. I'm going to say to everybody tonight, what God is doing for us is beyond understanding. I want you to know this much. Tonight I was looking for some visitors to come on, and we spent time on the radio. But I want you to know, I thank God for y'all listening. Until the next time, may God bless y'all and may God keep y'all.